aerial spraying for Zika virus will likely start tomorrow in Miami-Dade County in Florida after the CDC issued a government warning for pregnant women and their partners to stay out of a popular neighborhood in Miami where local mosquitoes have caused 14 cases of Zika. Joining us now is Dr. Christine Curry, an obstetrician gynecologist at the University of Miami Hospital. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And what are you advising your patients who live in or near this area in Miami and are pregnant or planning to become pregnant to do?
Sure. So for our patients who are already pregnant and who live in this area of concern, we are encouraging them to speak with their doctors as soon as possible so that we can discuss mosquito prevention and prevention of sexual transmission, but also so we can begin to arrange testing for them during the pregnancy.
And you say in this area of Miami, but what if they live in the neighborhood next door? I mean, mosquitoes aren't going to obey the boundaries of a neighborhood for very long.
This is true. No one showed the map to the mosquito.
Yeah.
So, you know, certainly we think that all of the areas have the potential for transmission. In this area of concern, we had weeks of investigation before we were able to really confirm that there was transmission. And so every place has the potential for infection and every place has the potential for the mosquitoes to have Zika. So even for women who don't live in this area, they're getting the same advice. Protect from mosquito bites, protect against sexual transmission, and be really thoughtful if they're pregnant about what their exposure to mosquitoes is.
And do they have to worry about what they use for protection against mosquito bites, that the DEET, that the pesticides even that are being used to spray in some of these areas could be harmful to humans as well?
Certainly, it's something that people are thinking about and people are talking about. All of the EPA-approved insect repellents in the U.S. are safe in pregnancy when they're used as directed. And so we're telling our pregnant patients to use the mosquito repellent that they get in their stores, whatever they have been using in the past that they're comfortable with. We want to encourage them to use it every time they leave the house.
How often do the people who get Zika actually have any symptoms or know that they have Zika virus?
So the majority of patients who have been infected with Zika virus are going to be asymptomatic or are just going to have mild symptoms. And so we can't really rely on symptoms to identify the people who have been infected.
So do you think there may be more than 14 cases in Miami at the moment?
I think what we've learned so far about the virus is that the patients who are actually sick are the minority of patients. And so I don't think from an epidemiologic perspective, it's unreasonable to think that there are more people who have been infected.
And therefore, should pregnant women, even if they have no symptoms, go into the doctor and ask or get tested for Zika?
Yeah. So women who live within this area in particular, we would like to test them in both the first and second trimester. If we find that it's more widespread than we thought or other neighborhoods have areas of infection, we would encourage first and second trimester screening in those pregnant women as well, even if they felt fine.
Do you expect this problem to get worse in Miami?
So it's a hard thing to try and predict, but now that we know we have local transmission, there's certainly potential for other areas to have transmission or for it to become widespread. And it is really important that when we're thinking about this, it's not just this neighborhood. All of us have the obligation to try and interrupt the chain of infection and deal with mosquito control in our own backyards.
That's Dr. Christine Curry, an obstetrician gynecologist at the University of Miami Hospital. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.